The 14th Session of the General Conference. As the delegates met together on August 10, 1875, they were cheered by the presence of James White back in the chair after an absence of several sessions. The business was quite routine, but handled with dispatch. In his Review and Herald report of the General Conference session and the Michigan Camp Meeting, Uriah Smith stated, "A greater amount of business was transacted during the 7 days of this meeting than during the 14 days of the meeting of 1874, and yet there was a fair proportion of time to devote to religious services, which were not without their interest and good results." The happy disposal of so much business was due to the energy and tact of Brother White, who took hold to lift in every direction, and whose executive ability, when his way is clear from any serious hindrances and drawbacks, is equal to the occasion. Ibid, August 26, 1875. Some far-reaching resolutions were passed. There were resolutions recognizing the school and its contributions, on health reform, recognizing the benefits of following its principles and calling for greater energy in the promulgation of its truths, and on the work on the Pacific Coast, urging strong support in the development of the Pacific STA Publishing Association. An action was taken calling for marked advance in Europe and in other parts of the world. Resolved, that we recommend the Executive Committee to take immediate steps to establish a printing office in Europe, to issue periodicals and publications in the French and German languages, and also to enter the openings presenting themselves in Great Britain, France, Germany, Holland, Italy, Hungary, Africa, and Australia. Ibid. Naturally, James and Ellen White were eager to get back to their new home in Oakland and to the publishing house now in operation, stocked with the machinery and supplies purchased by James White in New York City and sent by train to Oakland. Before leaving for California, however, they attended camp meetings in Vermont, Maine, and New York. After an absence of 5 months, they reached Oakland on the evening of September 24 and spent the night at their own home on 11th Street. The carpenters had begun construction of this house when they had left in April. The next thing that attracted their attention was the office building on the same block, commenced some weeks after they had left, and brought nearly to completion about a month previously. In an article published in both the Signs of the Times and the Review and Herald, titled How We Found Things, James gave a glowing report. "The appearance of this building from the outside is fine. The arrangement inside from the basement to the attic is admirable. The room in the basement is valuable. The several rooms of the two stories of the building are next to perfection in arrangement and conveniences. And there are four valuable finished rooms in the attic. In the rear of the main building and separated from it the distance of 11 feet is the brick engine house. And all will cost less than first calculated, and are much better than first expected, owing principally to the ability and faithfulness of Brother O.B. Jones, who took successful charge of our three printing houses and our college building at Battle Creek, Michigan." The Signs of the Times, October 7, 1875. "We found the Cottrell and Babcock, first class, four-roller, air spring, drum cylinder printing press, and the universal job press in the new building in complete running order, driven by the New York safety engine from Babcock and Wilcox. Only 6 weeks before these were doing good printing on the Pacific coast, they were lying at the freight warehouse across the continent in New York City waiting for shipment." Ibid. He reported that Friends of the Cause in California were meeting their pledges, and it was his hope that by New Year's enough would have come in to pay for both the office building and the building site. He added, "Our Eastern brethren have come nobly up to the work of raising means to furnish the Oakland office with presses, engine, types, binders, machinery, etc. We have already two presses, engine, paper cutter and book trimmer, standing press, and types and materials sufficient to print the signs. These are all paid for at a cost, including transportation and setting up, of $6,500, and there are Eastern funds on hand to purchase more material, and more pledged by our liberal Eastern people to make the Signs office a complete book and job printing office where as good work may be done as anywhere on the continent, IBID.